Okay, here is the Port Adelaide Tragic.
Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, thanks to Harvey Norman, Richard Pasco, the Adelaide tech guy. G'day, mate. Now, you've got a nice prize to give away for the best call for the afternoon. Tell us about it.
Over the next few weeks, what we're going to do, Pilko, is the best call goes into the draw. We'll go into a draw. Oh, we're going to pick a best call every week.
Yeah, and they then go into the draw.
For June 23rd, which we'll announce, they're going to win an Acer Nitro gaming laptop valued at $2,000.
Does Jerry know about this?
No, he's got no idea.
I was going to say, it'd be trouble if he finds out about it.
So ring up, ask a question. It's a great, great prize. It really is.
It's worth a couple of thousand dollars.
$2,000 laptop.
Oh, how nice would that be?
Which so many people would absolutely love. Got some breaking news for you too. You know when they opened the summit of man's coffin?
Oh, yeah, this'll be tacky. Yeah, God.
There's a Port Adelaide membership form in there, so yes.
Richard Pasco, unfortunately, has got to leave us, so we're going to be playing some music in a moment or so. We'll start off with Frank.
Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Una.
If you've got a request and you like a song played, give us a ring, because Richard Pasco's had to leave.
Canvas covered low.
Lucky Star, our first request for the afternoon. So they opened the summit of man's coffin, and there's a bloody, what did
Port
you
Adelaide
say?
Membership form in there. What can we say?
I should have guessed it. Ian is at Cheltenham. I hope you're not a swampy, Ian. Good afternoon. What's your question for the guru?
I'm sorry. I just choked on that. Good afternoon, boys. I trust you both well.
We are, Ian. Thanks.
I'm well. I don't know about him, but go on. Oh,
Richard.
Yes, Ian.
A Gmail address.
Yep.
Can you have multiple email addresses under one account, or do you have to have separate accounts for each email address?
Separate accounts for each email address. When you open it up in Chrome, if you go up to the top right-hand corner when you do it, you can chop and change between any one that you want.
What if you're not using Chrome?
You can do it in Safari, you can do it in Firefox, you can do it in Edge as well.
Okay, I didn't see it in Safari, that's all.
Yep.
Okay, so we're just logging into your Gmail account and you have to set up a separate account for each email box.
For each one. I've probably got, five Gmail addresses for various things I've done when I've demonstrated things throughout the years. So, you just chop and change between whichever one you want.
I thought it might have been easier with child accounts.
No.
All right, thank
doesn't
you very
matter.
Much,
they'll let you sign up for as many as you want, Ian. Don't worry about that part.
All right, Ian. No, thank you for the call. Good on you. You're in the running. Let's go to Woodside, I think it is, this time around. And Lara up there for Richard Pasco. Lara, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
We're both well, thank you.
Good, Lara.
Excellent. Look, I've just got a little question for Richard. He's been an enormous help over the decades with some of my tech issues. I'm just having troubles with my printer. It doesn't seem to want to connect to my Wi-Fi and allow me to airdrop printing from my iPad. And I'm just wondering, should I completely clear the Wi-Fi and start again, or, you know, what should I do, Richard?
Lara, make sure that your Wi-Fi connection, everybody's seeing the same one on there. Right, that's part of it. And, you know, if you've got, who's supplying your Wi-Fi connection, Lara?
I'm with Telstra because you recommended it at the Mount Barker store.
Very good, Lara, we like that, and they support the breakfast show, which is good. Make sure, that your Wi-Fi, your printer is seeing that Wi-Fi connection on there first. That would be the first thing that I would do. And when you're printing from, let's say, your phone or the other computer that's all on the same Wi-Fi network.
Well, it does seem to be, but I don't want to go into too many details. It recognises the mobile Telstra Wi-Fi, which works well brilliantly on all my devices, but it doesn't seem, even though the printer says it's connected, it doesn't show the signal on the signal bar.
It's not hooked up properly. Wipe it off and start it. Wipe it off and start. Wipe it off and start it again. If you run into trouble, give me a call.
Of course, I will. All right. Always do.
Thanks.
And you always solve it. Thanks, darling.
Thanks, Lara.
Oh, gee. He gets his family to ring up. He really and truly does. It's 13 past two. Maureen, you're at Glandor. Maureen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Maureen.
With a QR code.
Yep.
The police commissioner's been on a couple of times in the last few weeks.
Yep.
And saying that you can attach another one to it, because my husband hasn't got a mobile phone.
Right.
So that two can be on the one thing, but I can't see anything in the app where you can go in and alter it. Do you know anything about it?
Two can be on, well, I would say as long as, are you together when you check in?
Yes, but then he did say the other day
yep.
that even he has to sign in by law.
So what I would do is I would you sign in first.
Yeah.
Pass it over to him, and then on the same phone he does exactly the same as you've done.
Yeah, but it's using my code.
It's using the same phone, Maureen, on there. What phone have you got?
iPhone.
On an iPhone, so and using the SA Gov app?
Yeah, which it's got registration if you go in, you know, that one, the COVID.
Yep, so he hasn't got a phone, has he?
No, not he's got one, but doesn't load apps, it's just a flip phone.
He probably should sign in manually, Maureen.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't know of any way.
No, you're not going to be able to do that on the iPhone. All right.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your help.
Thanks, Maureen.
To Hallett Cove and for Richard Pascoe at 2:15, we've got Les on the telephone. Les, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Richard, I have a frustrating problem. My Android, all the apps that I have on my Android work perfectly except one. When I use this particular app, which is calling a medical centre, it switches onto it, and then it seems to wait for a response from the server at the medical centre or wherever they're getting their server from.
Yeah.
And it then it just hangs, the phone hangs. The app then says, unable to connect, which you then turn it off. If you go slide to your existing apps and pick it up again, it's still waiting there for a response coming back from the server. Now, I looked on the net and it indicates that a server could be not latent in sending back the TTFP, time to transmit the first byte and time to transmit the last byte. It's as if the server is so slow in sending out information that the app itself on the phone says, no, I'm waiting too long, I'm going to turn off. Is there anything you can do from a phone to make it wait a bit longer before it actually hangs up?
Or it should do it a bit quicker. Who's your carrier?
The carrier's Optus.
Have you tried it under, let's say, Wi-Fi?
It's on both Wi-Fi and on 4G.
Yeah, so try it under, turn Wi-Fi off and just try it under 4G first.
Okay, would that make a difference to the server?
It could, because sometimes it's looking for a Wi-Fi. When people got Wi-Fi connections and when they're on out and about, it's going on and saying, where's the connection? So, you know, nowadays, because so many public Wi-Fis are out there as well, I'll probably tell people, go out the door, turn Wi-Fi off, you don't need it. Because we've all got enough data on our phones now to do what we want to do.
Yeah, this medical center changed their application from one type of application, HotDoc, onto this Easy Visit, which when you look on the Easy Play account, when you're going to download it,
yep.
There are so many areas where they keep saying, there's probably about 150 people saying, this app doesn't work.
Doesn't work. HotDoc worked very well, I've got to say.
Magnificent. Yeah. No problems whatsoever. But they changed over to this easy visit, and it's bloody useless, to be quite honest.
With the Adelaide Tech Guy, great at what he does, Richard Pascoe, theadelaidetechguy.com.au, and on the phone on 0419 829 145. And for the best call we get over the next couple of weeks, we've got one of these. What did you say these computers are worth? $2,000.
$2,000. Yeah. Acer gaming laptop. Great computer. Get on the phone. Ring up. Ask a question. Go into the draw.
Yeah, right.
We've had some good questions so far, but, you know, your question could be the next great one.
Righto. This is from Shane and the team up there at Harvey Norman Computers. That's a good prize to win, righto.
Great
Andrew
prize.
At Ridgehaven, a question for Richard Pascoe. Andrew, good afternoon.
How you going, guys? All right?
Hi, Andrew.
I've got basically a two-part question. First part is the MyGov app, which we run our COVID check-in.
Yes.
Right? Can you have that on two separate phones?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. Good, because we just tried doing that in the office with a colleague and we couldn't get it up on the other on the second phone.
No, you can get it. I did it for somebody on Monday. So, yes.
Okay. So I'll just give it another crack.
Give
okay.
it another crack. And if you can't, ring Service SA.
Okay.
Because they should be doing something. So, yeah.
Problem solved, as he does.
No, hang on. Go back to him, Pilko. Oh. I already have one more question.
All right. Okay.
Sorry, Andrew.
Thank you, Richard. Obviously, Grandpa forgot. Thank you very much. I've just purchased a personal phone for myself, and I've got onto a provider. Phone calls, not an issue. I'm supposed to have a lot of data with this plan. But it just won't pick up and do anything using data, e.g. Facebook, right. Google, or anything.
Who's the provider, Andrew?
Boost.
No, give them a call, Andrew. They haven't flicked something in your account to turn it on. I've heard of this before. Yep.
Good
so they'll be able to fix that.
Simple as that. Yeah.
Just need to activate. The plan has been activated properly. That's all.
And somebody's forgotten to press the switch.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. Right on. Thank you.
Let's go to up at Elizabeth and Rick from up there for Richard Pascoe, the tech guy. Rick, good afternoon.
Hi, g'day, Phil. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good, Rick.
I'm not sure whether you remember me. I rang you a couple of weeks ago and asked you about some Google photos that I couldn't get back.
Yes.
On Samsung 5.
Yep.
Well, I followed your directions and I turned my house upside down looking for those passwords that I wrote down once upon a time.
Right.
And I'd just like to tell you and thank you. I got my Google photos back.
Great.
And, they were like of my little boy over the last, say, 8 years.
Yep.
And I was worried about not having his photos. And when he got them back, he was elated because he said to me, he goes, Dad, he goes, I got all my fishing photos back.
Well, that's good news, Rick. It really is.
Story with a nice ending. Rick, happy about that. To Glendore and for Richard Pascoe, Matt from there. Hello, Matt.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Hi, Matt.
G'day, Richard. Quick question, probably a common one. How do you stop your 17-year-old daughter from dropping her laptop all the time?
Oh, Matt.
We're up to number 3.
Oh, no.
Don't give her another one.
Yeah, not good for school.
No, it's not good for school at all, and they're really expensive. If you break a screen, you might as well buy a new laptop, get quotes on the screens. That's really hard. No, it's not the first time I've heard this, Matt. What people have done is that now if they break number 3, they go and buy a tower.
Oh.
You can't drop that over, so she's stuck in one spot.
Oh.
And you can't put the tower and that on your lap at night, so they're stuck.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a bit hard to get them on the tram as well.
It is, no Matt, so yeah.
Either that or a new daughter, Rick, one or the other. Matt would be cheaper. Chris, a gentleman from Christie's Beach for Richard Pascoe. Chris, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pilko, Richard. Hey, Richard, look, just two things. But firstly, Telstra. I was prepaid with Telstra.
Yep.
Happy as a pig in poo.
Yep.
And they all decided to go and change my plan on me.
Right.
And basically, with this new prepaid plan, I no longer have access to premium SMSs, right, for, like the cash cow and things like that.
Right.
not that it's a big deal, but I don't have any premium texts where I had them before.
Yep.
And so I've rung them, and they've just said, well, basically, we've changed the plan, bad luck. And I'm thinking, well, hang on, how can they just change a plan on me? And is there anything I can do about it? Or because I know they were just recently, they got fined $50 million by the ACCC for ripping people off or something, so I don't know if that comes into it or whatever.
No. Chris, I mean, all the telcos change their plans all the time.
Right.
And, for prepaid I know the plan I'm on, that got changed the other day as well.
Even yours got changed.
Yeah. So many people, all their plans got changed the other day. The Vodafone ones changed, the Optus ones. It's just a general thing out there, Chris, and you've just got to kind of like be aware of it on there.
Okay.
All right. Well, but Chris, just one second, go into a Telstra store and talk to them about it first.
Well, I actually did. I went into one in Lincoln and they tried to re-access it or re-enter it and they said, no, I've got to ring Telstra. So that's obviously it.
All right.
So I might just have to go on postpaid, but that's cool.
Yep.
Or on account. But also, I wanted to thank you. I was lucky enough to win a Fitbit about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to say thank you. And it's bloody brilliant, put it that way.
Excellent. That's good news, Chris. Thanks for that.
Oh, happy customers all over the joint. God, it's like happy days. Hope Valley and Steve for Richard Pascoe. Steve, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Richard?
Yeah, hi, guys. My wife bought a new Samsung S21 at Harvey Norman on the weekend.
Yep.
But the camera is cloudy and she can't use the MyGov app because the camera is so cloudy. So is there a setting or something wrong?
Take it back, Steve.
Yep.
Go back and see the guys at Harvey Norman. They'll look after you. Which one did you go to?
Jepps Cross.
Jepps Cross. The guys out at Jepps Cross, you mentioned my name and take it back in. They'll look after you, Steve. All right?
Okay. No worries.
Thanks.
Richard, before we wrap it up, a couple of things. The questions, should yourself and your partner share the same Apple ID?
No, and that's a big no on there
as
well.
A big no?
Because you'll get all their messages. The messages will be shared amongst the two of you. Phone numbers will be shared. You can't have the same Apple ID. You'll just end up running into problems all the time.
And on social media, what are some of the things, a couple of things you should never share on social media?
If you're going to have a sickie from work, never ever share that on social media that you've been out in the tiles or done something like that, because workplaces actually follow you on social media, and if you've, you know, take a
and you're
sickie,
caught down at the Havelock having a candle lunch.
Exactly right, or, right, you know, might be doing something on Saturday night, whatever. You know, you might end up being in trouble. And, you know, photos with personal information on them. So if you take a photo and it's got something in the background on there as well, don't ever do that and be very aware.
And people do it, do they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
I took photos once of, and I put up on my Facebook page on purpose, I was resetting all these devices and I put a post-it note on one of them with the username and password. I made it all up and I had 40 messages from people who zoomed in and said, I know that username and password for that device.
You never knew you had so many friends, did you?
No, I didn't. And I thought you've got too much time on your hands to go around and do that.
Okay, who goes into the draw for that $2,000, laptop? What a good prize.
It is a great prize. Look, we're going to give it to Les today. He was in the first batch of callers.
Oh, he had his app wasn't working, something or other.
All right. So Les today goes into the first batch of callers.
And the prize to be won in a week or so's time is what?
$2,000 Acer gaming laptop, thanks to Harvey Norman. Great, great prize.
That's from Shane and the team at Harvey Norman Computers. Richard, enjoy the rest of the week. We look forward to seeing you in a week's time.
Look forward to it, Pilko.